Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfs in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. There is a new co-host in residency in town. Please welcome Meredith Haggerty to the show. Hi, Mayor.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited to be here.
You haven't been here in so long.
I know. I'm here.
And we're shimmying.
Because
you guys, it's Bragas.
Bragas.
We're going to be talking about bras, and Meredith and I both have boobs.
It's true.
We are literally shaking them at each other.
It's a little weird, but it's great. Yeah.
It would be weird, except that for us, it's kind of not weird.
No, it's pretty standard.
It's pretty standard behavior. So you guys, Meredith is the features editor at Racked, which is soon to be renamed.
We will soon be The Goods,
the
part
goods.
Of Vox.com.
Yeah, The Goods, which is also like
what we're talking about.
My boobs.
Meredith. We went from Racked to The Goods. It doesn't, the boob jokes don't stop.
And now you can see why Meredith is my co-host in residency for Bragas. Meredith also was one of my editors when I had a column at Racked for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, she is one of my dear, dear friends. And so you guys can expect probably a lot more giggling and off-color humor this month than even normal. Not just because of the topic that we'll be covering, but because Mayor and I are just this way. Mm-hmm. I am just very, 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 very excited to have you here. And I'm very excited for Bragas. This month, we will be devoting all of our episodes to various bra topics. There actually are enough bra topics for me to do, if you guys can believe it, 5 episodes plus the one that we did at the end of July. There's just a lot to cover. I'm very excited. Before we get into this episode and all that, I do want to acknowledge that this is a gendered topic. And I know that there are a lot of guys who listen to this show. And I know that this is not going to be super relevant content to your life, but in some ways, maybe it will be.
Plus, and we're talking about boobs.
Yeah.
Some guys. And some guys don't care at all, but maybe they enjoy boobs as a funny thing, which they are. Boobs are hilarious.
Boobs are very funny.
Yeah.
Boobs are very funny. What's funnier, balls or boobs?
Balls. Oh, gosh. Yeah,
right,
balls.
Yeah. But I promise that I will sometime sooner rather than later do some like Jude versions. I'm probably way overdue for a ball episode. Actually, I haven't done a ball episode, I think, since 2016.
Ball episode.
Yeah. So I'm probably I'm overdue to talk about your balls, which I'm happy to do. Great topic. Yeah. I just like spherical things.
Yeah.
I guess.
Jockstraps are the bras of the balls.
They are.
I don't actually know what they do. So, and I don't want to know. It's not my business.
I want to know.
You
and
should.
It is my business.
It is your business.
It is my literal business.
Yeah.
Indeed. But I just want to acknowledge that. But I hope you guys will stick around and learn some new things. We were joking on Twitter this week that my new goal is to create an army of bros who will be out there in the world hollering at their women. Lady, no, don't hang it by the straps. Hang it by the center gore.
Woo, bra bros.
I want my bra bros out there. You should also hang around because Meredith is hilarious and it will just be a really, really fun month. Before we get into this episode, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. And because it's the beginning of a month, I have patrons to thank. And so here goes. Thank you to Whitney Johnson, Melissa Michelle Stewart, Troy J. Gardner, Maria Bornski, and then we have some of the nicest patrons. These are people who pledge $269, $369, $569.
Nice.
Jen Miller, Brady Britt, Lee Queenan, and Peta Hall. Thank you guys so much for supporting my show. I hope you've been enjoying Chip Chat. Meredith is just home from a trip to Portugal. She has brought back some Portuguese chips.
That's true.
And on this week's Chip Chat, we will be reviewing the Portuguese chips are barbecue flavor, so we've got some barbecue chips, and we've got some Canadian all-dressed, so we can compare various foreign barbecue and all dressed to their American counterparts, and we have lots of chips to taste. So we are excited about that. But before we can get to Chip Chat, we got to do Braugest.
Braugest.
Let us dive right into it. I got a ton of questions on Twitter. I am so excited about them. Keep them coming. Although, to be honest, I've planned out all of the episodes for this one. So if you have questions, they'll probably be used next Braugest.
There could be an emergency bra question. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't picked out all the questions. I picked out the topics, but not the questions.
Send your questions.
Yeah, send your questions. All right. Mayor, I am going to have you read this question via Twitter.
Twitter user Danson Boyd asks, please tell listeners that the cup size changes with the band size. 32D is not the same cup size as 34D or 36D. I was wearing bras for approximately 20 years until I learned this. Bless those Nordstrom bra fitting ladies. Also,
can we take a moment?
Yeah.
Seriously, bless them.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Bless a bra fitter.
They know what they're doing. Also, I know they're supposed to be hand washed, but I'm going to wash mine in the washing machine. It's a fact. What's the least harmful way of doing this?
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate that. It's a fact.
I know. That's why I picked this one.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, you guys, you know, I say this basically every week. I live here in the real world with all of you guys. Like, it hurts my heart when I say, like, I would really prefer it if you would hand wash. And immediately everyone comes back at me and is like, I feel judged. And I'm like, what? No, please, that's on you that you feel that way. I am not out here judging you. Every week I'm out here saying I live in the real world. Like, I'm giving you options. You choose the thing that works for you. I really, really mean this. Just because I want you to hand wash your bras doesn't mean that I expect you to, right?
They want to be the best for you, and it's hard when you know you can't be the best for Joey.
Then hand wash the bra! Okay, but I do live in the real world, and the thing is, I just want you to wash the bra. So if the machine is the way that you're going to wash the bra, I'm good with that. I don't want you walking around in dirty, scuzzy bras. That's a thing I'm not okay with.
Yeah, I've been doing that. But I washed my bras this week in advance of doing the show.
Yes!
Yeah.
I knew you would.
I did.
I knew you would. I was like, you guys, I literally was like, I'm not even going to text Mayor. I'm not going to say anything to her. I just know that she's going to come back and she's going to wash her bras because I know she's going to come on this show and want to tell me that she washed her bras.
It's true.
Did you machine or hand wash?
I hand washed them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Even better. Did you hang by the center?
Not only did I hand wash them, I once again did the thing I've done every time I've ever washed my bras or my shower curtain and took out my copy of My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and read it because I am always like, I should text Julie. And then it's like, she literally wrote a book. The book is in your house. Just take the book off the shelf and read the chapter that you know exists because you've read it before because you can't remember how to hand wash your bras and you get in your head about it. And I did, and they're clean now, and I think there's not detergent in them, but I could be wrong. I'm a little nervous about it from the way the chapter's written. It's like, get the detergent out. And I was like, did I? I hope. But I did all of it. I did not text you. I used my text Jolie earlier this week when I texted you from Portugal after I spilled red wine on a white couch and I didn't have your book because I was in Portugal.
And we're going to talk about that on the bonus episode, by the way, you guys, because it was a spectacular international texting situation that was taking place. By the way, you were texting me while about 17 other people were texting me. Everyone spilled on themselves or their furniture on Sunday night. I don't know what the hell it was. And all of it was at 9:45 as I literally was like settling in to watch Succession.
Yeah.
Everyone needed me. I'm like, my stories are on. Bye, guys. Sorry, can't help you.
Mercury is in retrograde now. It must have been like lurching into retrograde. And everyone spilled. I'd been drinking red wine on a white couch and like Instagramming, like, look at me drinking red wine on a white couch, like not going to spill it. And then I did. That's actually what I did. Like an idiot. It's like if I hadn't spilled it, you know.
Then we wouldn't have something to talk about in the bonus episode when we were chip chatting. So.
And my three Instagram story followers would have been so disappointed.
That's true. All right. Let's talk about washing a bra. Let's talk about machine washing a bra.
Yes.
Okay. Before we get into how to machine wash the bra, here are your like things that you need to know about when to wash a bra. A bra should be washed every 3 to 6 wears. Oh, wait. I have one more comment to make about you going to the book about the bra washing instructions. You've edited like at least like 3 columns of mine about hand washing generally and a bra.
I just can't keep the information in my brain. I know you have it. I know it's out there.
The reason I reminded us because I was saying the 3 to 6 words, I was about to be like, Mayor, you know this. And I was like, no, she literally can't remember.
It's also like, I'm not checking you for accuracy. Like, I'm just like, oh, this is how this works. Comma goes here. And then like, publish. Like, that's, yeah.
All right. So, bras should be washed every 3 to 6 wears, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it should be. No one does that though, right?
I do.
Here in the real world. Jolie lives in the real world too. Yeah.
Well,
3 to 6 wears.
I live in the real world in that I wear bras and I wash them regularly.
I live in the real world in a clean bra, unlike the rest
of
us. Yeah.
But the thing is that I have, we talked about this when we did the kickoff episode with Jaya and Matt. I have, I think it was like 13 bras, right? And that's not my, I don't regularly wear all 13 of them, but I think when I counted, I have like 7 that I consider my everyday regular go-to bras. So every 3 wears, that's doing it every three weeks. Like, that's nothing, you know? I mean, it's not really that trying for me. And actually, the thing is that I don't wear a regular bra every day. I mostly wear sports bras because I work from home and I'm a gym rat. And I usually, like, get cleaned up, throw my gym clothes on, do my work, go to the gym, come back, sit in my dirty gym clothes for a while. And then I shower or take a bath and put on house clothes.
Is it more okay to wash a sports bra in the washing machine?
Yes, and we're going to do a whole episode on sports bras.
I'm having a really hard time not saying brar.
Brar. Yeah, also Meredith and I are both from Massachusetts, so it's going to be a real, like, a real drag on our
wash your bras.
Accents. Wash your bras.
Wash your bras.
Okay, so every 3 to 6 wears. If you've got, you know, 4 kind of like standard bras that you rotate through, you're not talking about doing hand washing bras constantly. The other thing that is really helpful to keep in mind, especially at this time of year, Braugus, hot summertime, is that a good way to extend time between the wear, or so between the washings, is to take your bra into the shower with you and just rinse it.
Yeah.
Just rinse it. Because what that's going to do, especially great in the summertime, it's going to rinse away a lot of that sweat that has kind of like absorbed, as Jaya described it, like was absorbed into the cups. Just like, she's like, there was like a lake of sweat just like running into my batted rock up, like being absorbed.
It's just
like
a sponge.
Giant, like a giant maxi pad. It's fun being a woman.
Yeah.
So if you rinse off, you're at least getting rid of a lot of that sweat that can cause a lot of discoloration, because the saltiness in your sweat will leave those kind of like white salt rings.
Yep.
So that's one good thing to do, especially in the summertime when, you know, the balance tips a little bit more towards the every 3 wears in the summertime because you're sweating.
Yeah.
But if you're shower rinsing, then you can maybe extend, like, maybe it'll be every like 4 or 5 wears in the summer. So just buys you a little time.
Also, like, you're going to come home and like immediately go into a cold shower anyway. So you just stumble in with your bra still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
You get home, you just like throw things on the floor and immediately fall into a cold shower. That actually sounds fantastic.
I take cold baths.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love a bath.
I refer to it as my above ground pool. By above ground, I mean a 6-floor walk up.
Yeah, that's way above ground. Yeah.
It's really, really nice. I advocate for the cool bath.
Love a bath.
You could take the bra into the cool bath.
For another episode, we should talk about bath game, because I have a very advanced bath game. I don't want to brag or anything, but I have one of those wooden doodads that you put over the bathtub.
Oh, the bath tray, the bath caddy?
You can drink wine in the tub. I got a little pillow. I got a whole situation.
We'll do a whole up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So there are kind of your basic machine washing instructions. Okay. Easy. The only caveat I want to give is that if you have a top loading machine with a center agitator, even with all of these instructions, you may not want to use the machine, because the agitator will agitate.
Yeah. It'll do its job.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
But you can still do it. So here are the instructions. You're going to use cold water. And then when we answer the next question, I'm going to talk about why the cold water thing is so important. But you want to use cold water. If your machine offers it, use the delicate cycle. The delicate cycle is just a slower speed, which means there is less agitation. The bra is getting sort of flung about and battered about less. This is the important thing. Use the mesh washing bag. It is really important that you put the bras into one of those mesh washing bags, because otherwise, if you just put it into the regular load with all of the rest of your clothes, the straps of the bra especially will wind themselves around your other clothes, and that's how they're going to get stretched out, and you're basically going to kill a bra that way.
Yeah.
So go ahead and get those mesh wash bags. You can get them literally anywhere. They're at TJ Maxx all the time. I just bought like a fancy new one that has compartments. I know I'm going to hate it, but it was $2.99, and I was like, I'm going to test this out because I know I'm going to hate it, and then I can say exactly why I hate it.
It's important.
But you can get, you know, a pack. I got a pack of like six of them that are all different sizes from Amazon. I think the thing was like less than $10. Buy a bunch of them. And here is why. It's also important that you don't overcrowd the mesh bag. Don't stuff it
full of bras.
Full of bras.
Yeah.
You want them
just a bag full of bras. They're not getting clean that way.
No, they're not getting clean. You want them to be able to shimmy.
Yeah.
Like they gotta move, you know.
They gotta do their thing. They gotta dance in there.
Mare and I are shimmying each other again, you guys.
I think
just
they
watch
can hear it, honestly.
I think they know. Yeah. I also want you to know that I wore one of my sex bras for you today.
Oh, thank you.
So when I was describing my bra wardrobe, I was like, I have some bras that, like, they look great when I don't have any clothes on, but they don't look as great when I'm wearing clothes. And I refer to them as my sex bras because they're just the one I wear when I'm banging.
Yeah.
But I put one on today for you.
Thank you.
I feel a little self-conscious about it.
I'm just wearing a clean bra because my bras are clean now.
I'm happy with the clean bra.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to use the mesh bag. The mesh bag is critical and non-negotiable, full stop. But especially if you have one of those top-loading machines with a center agitator. Because the straps will wind themselves around the center agitator, and then it's dead.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
It's, you can really lose a bra that
really
way.
Sad.
Just like strangling all your sheets, too. It's bad.
Exactly.
It's not good.
Exactly. The other great thing about using the mesh bag, like other great incentives. So you guys, I know you know what I'm about to say. Do not put the bra in the dryer. We air bra our dries.
we air dry
our bras. That is a hard line rule. I'm willing to concede that I know you guys are going to machine wash. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to live in the real world with you on that one. I'm willing to tell you exactly what to do. I'll support you in these endeavors. I do not support, condone, endorse, approve of anything putting a bra in the dryer. Do not do it.
Don't do it.
It's like teenage suicide. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
There's a great 30-year-old movie
reference.
It's
a very topical. Yeah.
The beauty of the mesh bag when it comes to the drying stitch is that you can pluck the mesh bag right out of the wash instead of having to dig through and
Where's my bras? Yeah.
Pluck the bras out before everything else goes in the dryer.
Yeah.
So, like, you're guaranteed that you won't miss one. They're just, like, already there hanging out in their bag. You just, like, pluck it out. It's super easy. I'm going to say I also, because I launder at a laundromat, I also do that for all of my underwear and for all of my socks because it helps to ensure that I don't lose things, that they don't get mangled. And then also, I do not like to fold my underwear. Yes, I fold my underwear, you guys. I know.
Just I do, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Just don't say anything about it. No one else has to, but I do. I don't like to fold my underwear at the laundromat because I always feel like some creepy man's going to be watching me.
There's like a video online somewhere of you folding underwear.
Probably.
That's actually something that you did on purpose for like some website.
And also
And you're like, I'm afraid it'll happen in public. And they're like, Jolie. It's already out there. Yeah.
But yeah, it just helps to like keep things contained, and then like it makes it easy if there's stuff that I don't want to have go in the dryer. It's already in a bag and I can pull it right out. So I'm a big advocate of the mesh bag is what I'm trying to tell you people.
I feel like not losing socks is like
not losing socks. Yeah.
That like undercuts the entire American greeting card industry. It's like every card is like one lost sock said to the other.
Sorry.
Lost socks.
Just ruin an entire card line for you.
Some 1980s stand-up comedian somewhere is like, dang it.
Okay, the last thing to say about machine washing is that I do want you guys to be, even if you're using the mesh bag, even when you're using the delicate cycle, all of that kind of stuff, I do want you guys to be aware of what else is going into the load. When you're doing bras, they are delicate. They do not like to be manhandled. If you put them in a load of wash with your jeans and your hoodies and your towels, mm-hmm. you know what? Those things are the big boys on the playground, yeah. and they are going to beat up your little bras. Don't do that. Wash the bras with other lightweight fabrics.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you machine wash a bra. See, you guys, benevolent leader over here. Right?
Yes.
I'm very, very nice about these things. Okay. So we have one more question before we go to break.
Kendra asks, how to prevent the elastic from dying?
Yes. Okay. So I deliberately bundled these two questions together because I want to talk a little bit more about specifically why the heat thing is so important, not putting the bras in the dryer, not using hot water when you wash. Heat is the enemy of elastic. So this is true of your bras. This is going to also be true of like your yoga pants. I don't know what other like your Spanx, mm-hmm. any stretchy, horrible, confining patriarchal garments.
Yeah, no, it devolves into the corsets. And the...
So that means that, you know, you don't want to wash in hot water. Kind of one caveat to give with this is that, like, if you're going to bring a bra into the shower to shower rinse it, that's not such long exposure to hot water that it's a problem. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and presume that you guys are doing this mostly in the summertime when you're taking cooler showers. Like, I haven't taken a hot shower in, like, at least 6 weeks, I think.
Hot shower is a terrible idea. Honestly disgusting.
So no hot water wash, definitely don't put it in the dryer. The other thing that produces heat is you.
Thank you.
You hot thing, you. We're shimmying again. and that's the reason why it's important to rotate a bra between wears. So ideally speaking, you don't want to wear a bra 2 days in a row. You want to give the bra, I know Meredith just made a face like, oh, yikes, I break this. So like everybody breaks this rule. Because sometimes you have a favorite bra. Sometimes there's a bra that just works with the outfit that you're wearing on a Monday and then is the one that works with the outfit you're wearing on the Tuesday and you got to wear it. Like
sometimes that's just the one that's on the floor that you grab because you're gross.
I was gonna
Jolie's making she looks so pained.
I was not gonna say the floor.
That's where they live.
No, they don't. I was gonna say the laundry chair. Mm-hmm. the floor. Yeah. But ideally you should be rotating your bras between wears. And that really is going to help to protect the lifespan of the elastic so that it doesn't die. One other really important thing to do, and I have tiny little bird-like shoulders. So trust me when I say I live this pain and I know how annoying it is, but it is pretty important for you to check your strap length on a fairly regular basis and adjust it back to where it should be because they will, the little like slidey things will move and the strap length will become too long just in the course of you wearing it. And the problem with that is then obviously it's annoying when your bra straps slip down, which I know because my bra straps are constantly slipping because tiny bird shoulders. But in terms of the health of your bra, it's also not a great thing to be constantly hitching your bra straps back up because every time you stick your thumb underneath the bra strap to hitch it back up, you're stretching it back out.
Of course.
Yes, of course you are. Yeah. So it is important. And I have to say, I'm not great at this. Like, I'm constantly like leaving the house and my bra straps are slipping. I'm like, oh God, I didn't adjust the straps, like blah, blah, blah. One other thing to do, and I mean, you can kind of decide for yourself if you want to do this and also know that it's not a fail-proof guide because the bra, over the course of its lifespan, the straps will just stretch out. But when you get a bra, especially if you've gone for a fitting and they've adjusted the straps to where they should be, take a permanent marker and make a tiny, tiny little mark on the inside of the strap.
Oh,
to mark
classy, yeah. Not on the mark, mark it on the outside.
Yeah, not on
like
the
outside. Like a you are this tall.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Honestly, it is a you are this tall like bra strap marker. but that's at least a good guide point for you to remember where it started out. Over the course of the life of a bra, like that point will change because the straps themselves will stretch. In the next episode that we do, we are going to talk about like finding a bra that fits, how to know if a bra fits, like what the lifespan of a bra looks like, what it is, how to know when a bra is no longer works for you, how to know when a bra is actually dead, like all this stuff. We're also going to be talking about donation options. So we will go into all of that, but that little marking a line tip was what I wanted to give now. Okay, two more things about protecting the elastics. The first is, do not hang a bra by the straps. I'm doing the clapping emoji. I feel very strongly about this. Don't never buy the straps.
I like that real life clapping has become the clapping emoji. That's a weird conflation of how, but yes, this emoji is happening. Yeah.
Don't hang it by the straps, for the love. Hang it by the center gore. The center gore is the point in between the cups. I'm now pointing at the space in between my boobs.
Right, I love that it's called the center gore, by the way.
I love the center gore.
Like, that fact alone, like, that will stick with me because it's a gore, a center gore. And it's spelled like gore, right?
G-O-R-E.
Like blood and or the former vice president. Yeah. Center gore. <Yeah. laughs> Just picture a little Al in between your tits. Can I say tits? Anyway.
Cool. Tits on
this show. Good.
I led the episode with a discussion of which is funnier, tits or balls. Like, we're okay.
We're good.
We're okay.
Hang it by the L, you'll be fine.
Hang it by the L. Hang it by the center L. Mm-hmm.
Or the tipper. Oh, my God.
Alrighty. Literally, no one will ever forget that.
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing that elasticates. And so, again, this is going to be true of your athleisure. Anything with stretch in it, with elastic in it, never use chlorine bleach. Yeah. Elastic does not like chlorine bleach. It will break down the elastic. Don't use it.
Or never use chlorine bleach because you're so afraid of it. It's so scary to me.
Bleaches?
Yeah.
Really?
Bleach is terrifying to me. I mean, I also don't do my own laundry. I send it out, so.
Is it terrifying to you in general? Well, we'll talk about this in the bonus episode.
Yeah.
I have questions. You can use, however, oxygen bleach. So the OxyCleans, the Clorox OxyMagic, all those are fine. But do not use chlorine bleach. So there is your treatise on the respecting of elastic.
Elastic's finally getting its due, its day.
And so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Mare and I will be right back with more about your bras. Brars. this is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty. And
so Boston.
Right into it.
Oh,
I
Mom?
Don't even have a Boston accent is the funniest thing, too. All right. Yeah, where am I? Oh, this is we're talking about bras.
Yeah,
bras. Yep, naturally. All right. We have one more question. Or it's actually not a question. It's a statement of someone who is replying to someone else on Twitter.
Perfect. So MC says, Jolie has written about hand washing bras. I've never gone back to machine washing after following her advice. That wash water.
Yee! Whee! All right. So we have a really important bragus question for the fam. I can't decide if it should be brush water Wednesday or someone else suggested wash broader Wednesday.
I think I like wash broader.
Oh, damn. Okay. I'm going to have to do a poll. Because I think brush water.
That is pretty good. Brush water.
We'll do a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
We'll do a Twitter poll. And we'll have
you can't lose.
I mean, they're both great.
They're both really good.
Yeah.
And I will say the wash water from my bras was disgusting.
Did you take a picture?
I didn't because I. I know. I'm sorry. There was a task rabbit like in my house doing my AC as I'm like hand washing my. I made a man uncomfortable. It's fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Not
even
on,
better.
Not on purpose this time. Yay. So, bad about it.
Okay, So I want to say, one, yes, I want to see your brush water. Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's brush water.
I like it. Yeah. It sounds like a beer, kind of. Like an IPA.
It kind brush of looks water. Like it, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys, I definitely want to see your brush water all month. Very, very excited about this. I also picked this particular tweet as my jump off to give you your hand wash instructions. So let me reiterate. I want you washing your bras. I would prefer that you hand wash them. I live in the real world where I know many of you are going to machine wash them. That's A-okay. We're not judgy in this family. It's all about love. This is about making your life better, not worse, right?
Get the bag, though.
Yes.
Get the bag or Julie will come to your house.
Get the bag. Get the bag. Well, here's the other thing. Buying bra, first of all, bras are expensive.
Yes.
And buying bras sucks.
Yes.
Sucks. It just does. Just sucks.
Yeah.
And so I want you guys to get like the full lifespan out of your bras, mm-hmm. and the mesh bag for, you know, $5 or $10 is going to do that for you.
Yeah.
So like this is it's the ROI is really worth it.
They should sell those mesh bags at bra stores.
I think they do.
Oh, really?
Well, you know what they really sell? Are they sell those ones that are like the circular mesh bag.
Ooh, yeah.
I have to say, I don't love those. Mm-hmm. I don't love those. I just like the big rectangular, big loose one. I think those are just better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the round ones are like confining for the bra.
Yeah, it's
like
a
if
weird
I wear
shape.
The bra, I would feel claustrophobic in that bag.
Yeah.
Seems it's weird that I think about that.
Makes sense to me.
Well, you've known me for a long time. Yes. You know a lot about the inner workings of the mind of Jolie.
Really, she's concerned about the bras and their relative space and their fears and their hopes and their dreams.
Yeah, I do. I really am. Listen, their hopes and their dreams is that they get hand washed. And here's how you're going to do it. Okay. But I also want to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. So I do live in the real world, but I would like to ask, mm-hmm. just like I do in La Mob,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask that at some point during Braugus, just try the hand washing. Just try it once. Just so you see what it's like.
Do it on one bra.
Yeah. Just so you see what it's like. Mm-hmm. And because I know that this is true for people that you think of hand washing as being a much bigger ordeal
mm-hmm.
than it actually is. This is a very, very, very simple and straightforward thing. It really takes like 5 minutes.
I feel like I'm always like, that's it? Are we sure this is done?
Yes. That's it, which is how you should feel. Like, because it is that easy. Mm-hmm. It really is. This is not like, it's just not challenging.
Once I do it, which is not nearly as often as I'm supposed to do it. But once I do, I'm like, what if I did this frequently?
Right.
Like a person should. Nope. Get there someday.
That's why I do it frequently, because it's easy.
If I do it, check in with me in 3 weeks at the end of Braugus, see if I did it again.
I surely will. Yeah. Okay, so here are your instructions. The first thing is that, generally speaking, the best place for this to take place is a sink. But I want to say this, because this has come up a lot recently, and it was a thing that actually came up, I think, like last year, specifically with bras. I remember texting Meredith and being like, I know this person, and I know she is so bright. Does she literally not understand how water displacement works? Someone had tweeted, or this one who I know, like, tweeted a photo. She was trying to hand wash her bras in her very shallow bathroom sink, and she was like, I hear people talk about how easy it is to hand wash all the time, and I just don't understand what I'm missing. I'm making a mess and splashing water everywhere. And I was like, because there's not enough room in the sink for a bra and water and your hands. Like, do you literally not understand?
People have
water.
Different sinks than you. They're not all this shallow. Yeah.
So if your bathroom sink is big enough
mm-hmm.
to be filled with a bra or multiple bras and to be submerged in water with only a half to three quarters of the sink full,
mm-hmm.
then go for it. The bathroom sink is a fine place for it. If you cannot fit a bra and fully submerge it in water and still have headspace, at least a quarter of the sink and headspace,
mm-hmm.
then you need to be hand washing elsewhere. You need more room because you got to get your hands in there. And yeah, I mean, you just
use your best judgment.
Yeah.
You know, what a space is and what volume, how volume works and other
how water displacement. Yeah. Works. Like Mira, remember as little kids going to the Museum of Science and they had the water tables.
Yeah.
And you learned about water displacement. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, water displacement. Think about kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So bathroom sink, provided it's roomy enough, is a great spot for that. Kitchen sink, roomy enough. Please clean the kitchen sink first. Here's how you clean a kitchen sink. you either spray it with some all-purpose cleaner or you put some dish soap on a sponge and you scrub the sink and then you spray it down with water to clean it. That is cleaning a sink. That it is also crazy. Something that takes 15 seconds. It's not rocket science.
Just like you don't want your bras covered in like chicken or whatever.
Yeah. Don't wash your bras in salmonella.
Yeah.
If you do not want to clean your kitchen sink, or if it is not a realistic spot for you to be doing washing, maybe because you have roommates or whatever, I don't know what's going on in your homes. And you can tell me what's going on in your homes. I'm happy to listen at any time. You could certainly use a utility sink, a utility bucket. As we learned last week, Jolie loves a bucket. Mm-hmm. I really am very enamored of buckets. In fact, one of my very, very devoted listeners shared with me and Matt and Jaya her favorite dish pan that she uses for her hand washables. I'm going to retweet that and share that with all of you guys so you can see it. It's collapsible, which is quite nice. Ooh. So if you live in a small space, you can collapse it and store it flat or on its side.
That's good.
And it was a very, very good little model. So all of those things are fine for your hand washing. Again, you want to use cold water. I am going to go ahead and recommend for your detergent. You can use your regular detergent. You want to use a tiny, tiny, tiny little amount if you do. Meredith, would you like to talk about what a tiny amount entails? I think about you all the time when we cleaned Javi's Manolo Blahniks in the racked office.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, a tiny amount of dish soap. And you look at me and you go,
I was like, that's what you meant by a tiny amount. That's a very tiny amount.
Meredith had been editing my column for like 3 years and thinking that like when I said a tiny amount of detergent or dish soap that it was like a quarter cup. Yeah, it's like a quarter teaspoon.
They have that whole cup there for you. Are you going to not fill the cup? That's a waste of that nice cup they provided.
It's not. Detergent cups are not like bra cups. You don't want them filled.
That's beautiful. That's very memorable too. That worked. I mean, after I saw you do it, which is, I was like, oh, video, who knew? Maybe we do pivot to video. Yeah. But it was a very useful demonstration.
Okay, so a small amount of detergent, if you use regular detergent, be very springy. I really do mean like a quarter to a half teaspoon.
She means so little detergent.
A little bit goes a long way, especially if you're only washing one bra.
Yeah. It's like how much shampoo you're actually supposed to use or whatever.
Yes.
Whereas I've spent my entire childhood like emptying a shampoo bottle like onto my head for maximum suds.
Yeah.
Which doesn't even get you maximum suds, but
no, it doesn't.
Less is more.
Okay, so you can certainly use regular laundry detergent. You can use a Delicates detergent. I have like but untold numbers of bottles of fancy Delicates detergent because people buy them for me and that's all very nice. But what I actually would like to particularly recommend for washing bras is something called Soak Wash, which is a Delicates detergent. It was a top pick in Wirecutter's Delicates detergent. Roundup, the reason that I really like it, not only because it was the top pick by them, which means they tested it and so on and so forth.
I've used it. The work.
I've quite liked it. The thing I most like about it is that it is a no-rinse formula.
Ooh.
It takes one whole step out of hand washing. You don't have to rinse.
There's so few steps. I love the removal of one of the very few steps.
They're literally two.
No, yeah.
It's like three steps.
Like not have steps. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Well, because I want people to hand wash.
Yeah. So do it.
Get yourself some no-rinse Soak Wash Delicates detergent. Don't overuse it. You're going to fill the sink about halfway up with cold water. You're going to add your detergent. Then you're going to add your brush. You're going to do the CPR's pumping motion because that is That is the fun part. Mm-hmm. It's like playing with boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And boobs are fun to play with. Let us all get real about that.
Yeah.
Love boobs. One of my friends, I must have just been going on and on and on. And one of my friends once just looks it was like a big group of us at a table, just like looks at me across the table and goes, "We got it, Joel's. You're a boob guy." And I was like, yes, I am. sorry, I'm froggy this morning. I don't know why. Probably because it's morning. Okay, so you're going to do your CPR pumping motion. What that's going to do is that's going to help to get the water and detergent to like really penetrate the fibers of the bra. So that's especially important if you've got a padded bra.
Yeah.
And it's going to kind of like agitate the bra in a way that starts to release a lot of that like dead skin and the sweat and the body oils and all that stuff that's like lurking in your bra. Now, generally speaking, you do not need to soak a bra for a very, very long time. You can kind of leave it for like 5 minutes just hanging out in that brash water, doing its little thing, and then go back in and give it another few rounds of kind of the pumping motion. If there's like deodorant buildup, especially around the sides, go ahead and rub the stained part of the fabric against itself while the bra is submerged under the water. You guys will just start to see all of that stuff breaking down and coming right off.
I saw a lot of that when I washed my bras.
Yeah. So like that's probably actually like the most hands-on portion of the whole proceedings, is that part where you're rubbing the fabric against itself underneath the water. If the bra is very stained or very dingy, you can go ahead and give it a longer soak. You can leave it in for like an hour. But generally speaking with bras, you don't have to. This is a really, it's like washing cashmere sweaters. Like this is a fast.
You want it in and out.
Yeah. In and out. Yeah. The old in and out.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one of my sex bras today after all. Okay. If you did not use one of the no rinse detergents, you do want to rinse very, 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 very well. Because one of the other things, I should have had this in the in that little section about like what makes elastic breakdown. Leaving suds lingering in a
material,
bra will deteriorate elastic over time. Yeah. So rinse very, 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 very well. Remember, you don't ever want to wring a bra. You never want to twist it. You never want to wring it. You want to be really pretty gentle with it. Rinse it very well. Once you've rinsed it, you know, drain your water, take a picture of the water and send it to Jolie Care at Jolie Care on Twitter. This is very important. My life's work. And press down on the cups. But again, be really careful, especially if you are working with an underwire bra. Don't bend or twist the underwire in any way. But you do want to kind of press down on the cups. Usually what I do is put a cup between both hands and like smush.
Fun.
I don't know what that motion is, how you describe that.
Smush.
Okay, yeah, smush. Yeah. Just to press out water. Then lay the bra on a dry towel and roll it. Don't roll it too tight again, because you want to be mindful to not be bending the underwire. Mm-hmm. But roll in a towel, that will help to press out more water. And then the last thing, Mare.
Well, I was going to say, the rolling in a towel, I feel like, is really important and exactly the kind of step that I'm like, you don't really need to do that. And then I just like drip water all over my floor. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I should have like taken some of that excess water out of the bra.
It really is.
I learned that lesson just the other day.
I was skipping
this part.
I will actually say that the other day, the last time that I did a load of bras, which I think was last week, I skipped that too, because it was so hot. I just was like, it's so hot, they'll dry fat. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Drippy mess.
Yeah.
Don't skip that part. It really does speed up the drying time. Yeah. And it helps to keep the drippy mess off your floor.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the last part is to
lay them flat.
Or
hang them on your drying rack.
Yes, by the
AC.
Center
gore. By the center gore. Damn it.
But also, yes, by the AC. That's
like, I feel like I pulled that out, even if I was wrong. That's what I did. Yeah. By the center gore. By the tipper.
By the center gore. Okay. So that's hand washing. So we will talk about this a lot more throughout all of the rest of the episodes. But I do want to just give like a quick kind of guide to like when to hand wash versus when to machine wash. Or like how to make that decision for yourself. Right. So if you have very expensive or very hard to find bras because you have, you know, a sort of like unusual size, or you've gotten something custom made, or for whatever reason you have a hard to find bra, go ahead and hand wash those, because it really will extend the lifespan. If you have a bra that has a lot of embellishments on it, like a lot of beading,
a sex bra,
sequins, your sex bras, yeah. those are better to hand wash. Mm-hmm. Another time when you should be hand washing is when you've got a bra that's gotten a lot of dinge on it, that's really become discolored over time, or that has significant staining on it. That's when you're going to want to hand wash, because that's when you're going to have to do the long soak, which is the thing that we talked about in the last episode, episode 127, was really about bras that have gone like dingy and stained. And then you're going to really need the long soak for that. So that's when to hand wash. But as I said, I live in the real world. I know most of you are going to be machine washing. That is fine. I really just want you to be washing your bras. Mm-hmm. I do, however, want to just reiterate that at least once in Braugest, mm-hmm. I would love it if you guys would just try out hand washing a bra. Because I do want it's you to just see that it's like...
shockingly easy.
It really is. And Mare saying it.
Yeah. And I'm so lazy.
I didn't even bribe her.
No, I did it.
To say that.
I did it on my own.
Alrighty. Hey, that's going to do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Our first Braugest episode. Woo! Yay! Meredith, I'm so happy to have you here. She's shimmying at me again. Yay! It's going to be a very booby month.
Yes.
If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to my listeners for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.